Okay, let's see. That was interesting. Is this? The Wall. I don't know which should I? I had some thoughts about The Wall. No, I did a video earlier. That's what it was. I did a video from my rooftop this week. It was on YouTube, and I was explaining my thoughts about what's going on, about, walls and how a lot of people that are anti-wall aren't exactly honest about their. It's like, we don't need this. It's like, okay, your position is that the wall is not a need. Okay, all right, great, let's build it. No, you can't build it. Wait a minute. You didn't say that building the wall is a problem. You just said it's not a need. It's like a lot of the anti-wall people, they argue that the wall is not necessary. But because we don't, I mean, look at the lot. Their argument is that because we don't need a thing, we therefore must not do it. Now, how many things do they do in their lives that they don't need to do? Okay, so we don't need it. It's not gonna help. Right. Okay. So I'm like, okay, all right. It not being a need is so great. This shouldn't divide us. It's just not a need, and we're gonna do it anyway. So it's no problem because it's not a need. You can do things that aren't needs. But oh, they don't like. So see, what they really mean is they're trying to say it's not a need as a way of trying to talk other people away from or out of supporting the wall. We don't need this. Oh, maybe we don't need it to try to inch them slowly down the slippery slope into being against the wall. That maybe is what's really going on, which, unless there's some other explanation, but when they say it's not a need, but then they act like they actually need to not do it, when that's not what they're like, there's not a lot of honesty. Well, watch the YouTube video. I explained it very well in 5 minutes. But one thing I didn't put in the video that I did on my rooftop, the anti-wall guys. No. It was a really great video. In fact, it was the best video ever. It was the greatest. It was the best I've ever done. It was the best video anyone's ever done about the wall. It's, in fact, it was an even better sales pitch. Okay, I'll go watch the video because I said stuff there. But this is the issue. This is what I didn't say in the video, and what this comes down to with the wall, with the Great Wall of Trump. Solving the problem at the border. You gotta go watch the video. A lot of people coming in over the border aren't Mexicans. I had a great plan, one of the best plans actually, for getting Mexicans a way to come into the country very easily. I had a plan for that. I put in the video on YouTube this week. But as far as trying to solve an influx of criminals, many of them not Mexicans who are coming over the Mexican border illegally rather than coming through the front door or, whatever, the attempt to stop the human trafficking, which is sex slavery, this wall would make it more difficult for sex slave traders. So in attempt, all the sex slavery, the abuse and degradation of women that happens because that wall isn't there. Criminals who come in with the nemesis of the Democrat Party, guns. Oh, you want to talk about the problem with guns. We need to have gun control at the border. All these guns are coming in. We need the wall for gun control. I don't, so trying to solve these Democrat problems that Democrats campaign on. Now, you know, Republicans are not a fan of shooting people with guns. Republicans are not a fan of that. But this is the Democrat sales pitch, the Democrat campaign political platform. So we've got, you know, we got gun control problem at the border. We've got oppression of women and children being brought over the border against their will so they can become sex slaves. It's horrible what's happening at the border. And trying to solve these problems without a wall has had decades and decades of opportunity to try. If we were going to solve the problem with a plan that included not having a wall, time's up. It's time to deal with gun control at the border and control the illegal guns coming over the border illegally. It's time to deal with that. And it's time to stop the sex slaves and the enslavement of women that happens at the Mexican border. We've been trying to stop enslaving women and trying to stop illegal guns at the border without a wall for decades. And it's time to try something new. If solving the problem of gun crimes at the border and trying to solve the problem of women and children sex slaves at the border, if dealing with those problems was going to happen without a wall, time's up. Too late. If it was going to work, it should have worked already. Maybe it could work, but time's up. Now it's someone else's turn. You can't just keep trying until you get it. You've only got so much time to get something right. Well, if I could just have another 1,000,000 years, I might be able to. Well, we don't have 1,000,000 years. Here's another way that could probably do it in 1 year. So time's up. Time's up. Time's up for the wall. Is that? Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what the Democrat. I think one of the Democrats said, "What's the problem here? Why can't we build a wall?" I don't. The purpose for building the wall is for all the same reasons that Democrats give that voters should vote for them. We can't enslave women, so vote for me. I'll stop the enslavement of women. We've got to stop gun crime. So vote for me. I'll stop gun crime. You know, we got to have human rights. So that, do you know what a problem human trafficking is? I mean, do you know what the human trafficking involved in the porn industry? How many of those girls don't want to be there and they're sex slaves? Do you know how deep it goes? It's no, like there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff. No, there's other stuff I said about the wall, like, you know, the comparing it to the Great Wall of China. But that was in the video that I made. Building the wall should be a Democrat talk. It should be a Democrat agenda because it achieves all the things Democrats try to achieve. But trying to achieve those things at the border without the wall, time's up. Time's up. It's been great. I ran long last week and time's up. See you tomorrow.